Fantasy Football Today from CBS Sports.
Here we go.
Email us at fantasyfootball@cbsi.com.
Here we go.
If you still draft quarterbacks in round one, we're here to help.
Let's go.
Now, here's some combination of Adam, Dave, Jamie, and Heath.
And we are drafting here on the Fantasy Football Today podcast. We're going to take you through as many rounds as we can get to in this 12-team half PPR league. Two running backs, two receivers, a tight end, a flex, one quarterback. Sorry, Heath, a kicker, and a DST and some bench spots. We've got nine listeners and three podcasters. I'm sitting this one out. I'm just going to moderate. Are you guys ready to rock and roll?
It's going to be the best draft ever.
All right, glad you're excited. Let's get it going. 45 seconds on the clock, and Brian has the first pick, one of our listeners, and he takes David Johnson. And Heath, you have the second pick. Le'Veon Bell says he's coming back September 1st. Is he the second pick in this half PPR draft?
He's still pretty easily the second pick in the draft. One of the easiest picks. I mean, five's pretty easy. Two's pretty easy. Six, not that hard. Everything after that blows.
Well,
but yeah, I'm very happy with Le'Veon Bell.
Let's see where Beckham goes in this draft. Antonio Brown goes third, and now Jamie is on the clock. Beckham might miss a game or two. It wouldn't be a shock, according to the latest report. And who did you take, Jamie? Oh, come on. You took Justin Tucker. I'm backing that out.
No.
Come on now.
Every time we have one of these listener mocks, there's some Yahoo that screws things up.
Right? And right? All right.
This time it's Jamie.
I think you should be forced to keep it.
No. That would be bad. All right. You ready, Jamie, for a real pick?
I've got Gostkowski queued.
Come on. Here we go. On the clock. Now, Beckham could be in play here or Julio Jones, but what do you think? Julio Jones is the pick. All right, let's see who five is now. So we wish to have an easy top six. Zeke's not going to be in there, and we'll see about Beckham. But the Beckham news was pretty recent. So the fifth pick was Odell Beckham, and that was a team name sliding into Adam's DMs.
Do you know why that is his team name?
No, I don't.
There were some people that responded to you, and you said, okay, DM me, and I'll let your information in the league. But then you didn't follow them?
Yeah.
So they couldn't DM you.
Only one. That only happened to one person. So the first five picks are the five guys that we're used to seeing. David Johnson. So Johnson 1, Bell 2, Antonio Brown, Julio Jones, Odell Beckham. The sixth pick is Mike Evans. And now on the clock, Nate Hayden is up. Any Given Monday is his team name. Free Heath Snips is on deck. That's Christopher Keenan. Hayden is going to make a pick here, so... Still only two running backs off the board, four wide receivers. Now five wide receivers, guys. What is your reaction? AJ Green off the board. Two running backs, five wide receivers in this 12-team half PPR league.
Because it's a PPR league, I'm completely unsurprised.
Half PPR,
exactly
PPR.
How it should go.
Yeah, welcome to every draft you're going to see from here until the start of September.
All right,
and I know we disagree on Evans versus Green. You might see Green go before Evans. I'm wondering what it would take for us to take Evans / Green ahead of Odell Beckham. Would it have to be a report saying that he's missing
the first two weeks? Absolutely.
Yeah. Yeah. All right. But we don't know that that's the case right now. There's no point in handcuffing Odell Beckham in case he's not ready for week one.
I have several drafts that first week, Memorial Day, the day after, or Labor Day, the day after. If Odell Beckham hasn't practiced yet, I'll be taking both those guys over him.
I was in a draft during the game. I think we talked about this yesterday, where Beckham slid to 10 because people were afraid. Because this was before anything was reported. This was right after the hit happened on his knee. I think you'll start to see, and I don't remember at what point this morning because I was up really early, but that I tweeted maybe it was last night, about Beckham, this report that he could be out, and then a million questions. Does Green and Evans now move ahead of him? And I think you can make an argument for it. Look, Evans was better than him last year. Green would have been better than him last year. You have a bad offensive line for the Giants. You have an addition of Brandon Marshall. Beckham's great. He's still a first-round pick, even if he's going to miss one or two games. But you can certainly make the case that those other receivers are better than him.
The other thing I'd like to point out is that we talked about precision offenses in the preseason, and it's the offenses that have been around each other for a long time. Same playbook, same quarterback. You'd think the Giants would be a little more precise. And I think that offensive line is kind of screwing things up for them. So the case could definitely be made for Odell Beckham to slide out of the top five.
All right, guys, you want to take us through? I have to make some picks. I'm not supposed to be in this draft. I have to make a couple picks for the 12th team who's getting in the draft right now. After those five wide receivers, it was Melvin Gordon, LeSean McCoy, Devontae Freeman. So you want to give your take. Two running backs, five receivers, and then three more running backs. Melvin Gordon, LeSean McCoy, Devontae Freeman off the board. And I'll finish out round one with DeMarco Murray and Jordy Nelson.
Did you note the surprise pick of round one?
I don't think I did.
He missed it.
Michael Thomas.
Oh, I didn't see Michael Thomas.
Ahead of Melvin Gordon, LeSean McCoy, and Devontae Freeman.
All right, so six receivers.
I think it's a surprise.
It's a surprise.
Maybe where he went, not that he's a first-round pick.
Yeah, sure.
Right, but Thomas ahead of Gordon, McCoy, Freeman. And Jordy,
the only one I think
matter.
That really is surprising is Jordy. Because you can make a case in this format that receivers should go ahead of running backs.
You know why I chose LeSean over Jordy? Because I know how thin running back gets. And that'll get thinner before wide receiver gets thinner. And I know I'll get a good receiver right here with this pick. I got the one I wanted, actually.
Who'd you get?
Dez Bryant.
Okay, you had the...
I'm throwing up the X. There it is.
Let me recap, guys, all the picks so far. So it was David Johnson, Le'Veon Bell, Antonio Brown, Julio, Beckham, Mike Evans, A.J. Green, Michael Thomas, 8th overall to free Heath Snips, best team name. Team Blue Apron took Melvin Gordon, then Dave took LeSean McCoy, Devontae Freeman, it's too late now to say Amari, took Devontae Freeman, DeMarco Murray.
Any chance.
DeMarco Murray, 12, Jordy Nelson, 13. I mean, technically I would have taken Nelson over Murray, but whatever, back to back. Then Jordan Howard, Dez Bryant, and here's Ezekiel Elliott to Team Blue Apron. That was Melvin Gordon and Ezekiel Elliott in a half PPR league, starting with two running backs, one of them suspended for maybe six games. What do you think about that? Heath Snips with or no Blue Apron, Melvin Gordon and Ezekiel Elliott.
Yeah, Heath Snips aren't not going to make that pick. They're too busy taking Michael Thomas in the first round. No, I don't love it. You're putting yourself like we've said over and over and over again. He has definitely raised the ceiling of this team. But the floor is rock bottom.
Maybe.
Well, go on.
We don't know how long the suspension is going to be.
Well, he went ahead of Jay Ajayi, who just went off the board, to the Michael Thomas owner.
So I think the only way this works out is if Elliott's suspension is reduced.
Which start do you like better? Michael Thomas and Jay Ajayi or DeMarco Murray and Jordy Nelson?
Michael Thomas and J.H.I. No, I don't.
I like the other one better. Yeah,
I man. Lied.
So, another question. Another team that started running back, Devontae Freeman, Jordan Howard. Could have taken Jordy Nelson, could have taken Dez Bryant in the second round, but in a half PPR league, starts with two running backs, Devontae Freeman, Jordan Howard. That was with the 11th pick. What do you think about that?
I like that, I think, maybe the most.
I like Jordy and DeMarco.
you made those picks.
Just because
so
it is Jordy.
Sense.
It is Jordy. You got it. Like, it's half PPR, get an elite receiver. You got Jordy.
Yeah, Freeman's my number three running back, so to get him at 11th overall, or number four, number three. Number three is.
Jamie might get a gift here with his next pick.
All right, let me recap some more picks. After Jordy
Nelson.
He's
guaranteed a gift, actually.
Hold on. Jordy Nelson, Jordan Howard, Dez Bryant, Ezekiel Elliott, Jay Ajayi, Todd Gurley, Amari Cooper, Doug Baldwin, and Jamie takes Rob Gronkowski to go with Odell. No, you took Julio Jones. Julio Jones and Rob Gronkowski. So we have Ajayi, Todd Gurley, Amari Cooper, Doug Baldwin, Rob Gronkowski. Man, Doug Baldwin, 20th overall. Is he really worthy of that?
Yes.
He's worthy of going even sooner. I like him better than Gurley in a half-point PPR. I like him better than Amari Cooper in a half-point PPR. Yeah. I like him better than Cooper in any type of format.
I like him better than Zeke in a half-point PPR.
All right, so Gronk off the board. Jamie, who were you considering if you didn't take Gronkowski?
Baldwin.
Oh, he went right before. Okay.
Jamie was in a real sweet spot.
Oh,
everybody loves it when you're up in one pick and there's two players that you'd love to have either one. It's a good feeling.
How about this pick? After Gronkowski, Sex Burkhead takes Christian McCaffrey, followed up by T.Y. Hilton from Heath. And Lamar Miller to close out round two. So we're 24 picks in. McCaffrey, Hilton, Lamar Miller. That's interesting. And the picks are flying off the board. Tom Brady and Keenan Allen now. Oh, Heath took Keenan Allen. No Crowell, no Fournette. So McCaffrey, the first rookie running back taken. Lamar Miller going ahead of Fournette. Any reactions, guys?
I have Lamar Miller ahead of Fournette. I haven't quite got to the point of McCaffrey, but if that's your guy, He's probably coming back to you there.
I would have taken McCaffrey here.
Where, in round two or in round three?
Three. I have him as a top 12 running back PPR, so I have him ahead of Crowell, ahead of Miller, ahead of Fournette.
But it is half PPR, though. Does that make a big difference?
For him, yeah.
Okay, so you're thinking more round three. He went in round two, Christian McCaffrey. I'll get back to the draft in just a second, but gentlemen, nothing like a good shave, right? Smooth, close, comfortable shave. Problem is, razor blades are expensive. Such a ripoff. But not anymore. Not with Harry's Razors. A great shave at a great price. Harry's Razors. And check out this awesome offer. While you're listening right now, if you're at a computer, go to harrys.com/FFT. harrys.com/FFT. And just look at that amazing shave kit. A razor handle, 5 precision engineered blades, rich lathering shave gel, a travel blade cover. How much for all of this? How about just a few bucks for shipping? Harry's is giving you this for free at harrys.com/FFT. All you got to do is pay shipping. Why is it free? Because they're crazy? No, because they're confident. So confident in their product, they're giving you a free trial shave set. I really love Harry's Razors. For Father's Day, actually, I got 3 people a shave kit, and they were all really impressed and really thankful. So I want you to get this for as a gift for someone else or just for yourself. Get a free trial set at harrys.com/FFT right now. Just pay for shipping. harrys.com/FFT. Tom Brady is the first pick of round 3. Keenan Allen, Isaiah Crowell, Demaryius Thomas, Aaron Rodgers. All right, so 2 quarterbacks off the board in the first 29 picks. Rodgers goes 29th. Let's take a look at the quarterback, the teams that have quarterbacks right now. Tom Brady, David Johnson, and Lamar Miller. Aaron Rodgers, Odell Beckham, and Doug Baldwin. So very different. The Brady team has Johnson and Miller, 2 running backs. The Rodgers team has Beckham and Baldwin, 2 wide receivers. Which quarterback team do you prefer? Brady, Johnson, Miller? Rodgers, Beckham, Baldwin?
I'm going to go Brady, Johnson, Miller because you've got the best player in fantasy football.
I like Rodgers, Beckham, Baldwin in this format. The fact that catches count, I think it helps him out.
Okay. Yeah, right. David Johnson's going to catch 75 maybe.
It's true. I guess give me the team again. It's Brady, it's David Johnson, and it's Lamar Miller.
Yeah.
You know how I feel about Lamar Miller. I'm just not feeling it.
Yeah, he took Brady over Rodgers. Heath, you still have Brady 1, Rodgers 2?
I still have Brady 1, Rodgers 2.
Okay, Damey do not.
All
right,
pick
Dalvin
31
Cook.
31 is an interesting pick.
Dalvin Cook is 31. 30th overall was Terrell Pryor. Dalvin Cook is the second rookie running back off the board. We still have DeAndre Hopkins on the board. We still have Brandon Cooks, Golden Tate, Alshon Jeffrey. Still some good receivers. The running backs available right now. We still have Kelsey. Only Gronkowski's come off the board at tight end. Running backs, we have Fournette and we have Mixon. And then you might see some waiting because you're looking at C.J. Anderson and Mark Ingram and Carlos Hyde, the guys we see go in more round 4. So the next few picks will be interesting. I expect a lot of wide receivers, maybe some tight ends off the board. DeAndre Hopkins goes to free Heath's Nips after the Dalvin Cook pick. So Terrell Pryor goes ahead of DeAndre Hopkins. Do you guys like that?
I've been the prior guy all offseason, all preseason. I would still take Hopkins ahead of him.
Okay. It depends on his injury, but
it's a hand injury. It's never good.
If healthy, then I would take Hopkins over.
I don't think it's a serious deal.
Okay. By the way, we don't have a timetable on Brandon Marshall right now. And Le'Veon Bell says he'll be back on September 1st in case you missed that big announcement. Also, Ty Montgomery returned to practice. Mike Gillisley returned to practice. Matt Forte returned and has a chance to play this weekend. Doug Peterson said LeGarrette Blount is going to be a big part of the Philadelphia offense. We'll see where all these guys go. CJ Prosise has a groin injury that might be serious. All right, here's Leonard Fournette after DeAndre Hopkins and Travis Kelce to Dave. Dave's team so far, LeSean McCoy, Dez Bryant, and Travis Kelce. You like it?
I did something I usually don't do. I went off my board. I didn't stick to my board. If I stuck with my board, I would have taken Brandon Cooks, and I would have been happy with Cooks. I am taking a chance that either Cooks or Davante Adams makes it back to me in round 4.
I think you'll win that.
They will. Yeah.
I think so.
Yeah, I might take one.
But
of
I didn't
them.
Think
I'm
Kelce
deck.
Had a chance.
All right, so Kelce off the board, and the next pick is Drew Brees. 3 quarterbacks off the board in the first 35 picks, and the Drew Brees team has Drew Brees, Jordan Howard, and Devontae Freeman. So interesting. This team has no wide receivers through 3 picks, although he will be picking very shortly. I am on the clock with DeMarco Murray and Jordy Nelson. I'm going to take Joe Mixon. And then help me out at wide receiver here, guys. I got Jordy Nelson. It's half PPR and some very good ones on the board. Golden Tate, Alshon Jeffrey. Wait, what happened? Did I just take
Don't put cute players in my queue.
Oh, I put it in your queue?
Yeah, because you're drafting for
okay,
him.
Right. All right, so I'm trying to put it in my queue. So Alshon Jeffrey, Michael Crabtree, Brandon Cooks, Golden Tate. Give me a receiver here. Who should I take? Devontae Adams also in play.
John Brown.
Michael Crabtree.
Golden Tate.
Dave, who's your real pick?
Brandon Cooks.
I just to screw Dave. No, I'm gonna take Golden Tate. All right.
Thank you for not screwing me.
Yeah, I was gonna take Brandon Cooks, but I
well,
didn't.
You took the better player in this format, so why would you be upset about
well,
that?
Well, it's only half PPR, and he scores. You know, Tate gets five touchdowns a year. Alshon, if Alshon didn't have health concerns, and right now he's back, I would have taken him. I think he's set up for a big year, but he's always hurt.
I think the interesting thing is that we're seeing wide receiver get extended out a little bit with the Allen Robinson dropping in the rankings, with Sammy Watkins falling in the rankings, with Alshon Jeffrey falling in the rankings. There are at least three or four guys with number one wide receiver upside that are going to be available in the fifth round.
Yeah, that's a good point. And I also think we saw there with my pick the struggle between PPR and half PPR as Alshon Jeffrey is next off the board and
oh,
Dave
goody.
Is up now and you can take Brandon Cooks.
I'm taking him.
Like Golden Tate probably would have been a pretty easy pick for me in PPR. In standard, I probably would have gone with either Crabtree or Devontae Adams. In half PPR, I was sort of stuck in between the touchdowns and the catches dilemma, and I ultimately went with Golden Tate. So Alshon Jeffrey, Brandon Cooks. And yeah, like I said, we had Mixon on the board and we had Fournette on the board, but there's only been, since Dalvin Cook came off, we've had two running backs, we've had like five or six wide receivers, and we've had a tight end, and we've had a quarterback. And now we have Larry Fitzgerald. I hate it. I hate it in round four. 40th overall. I hate Larry Fitzgerald. Are you kidding? Crabtree's on the board. Crowder's on the board. Diggs is on the board.
I agree.
Devontae Adams. I hate it.
I think it's just too soon.
Crabtree and Diggs are the only two receivers I would have taken over him.
All right. And Christopher Keenan is on the clock now. Let's take a look at his team. Free Heat Snips. He has Ajayi, Michael Thomas, and DeAndre Hopkins. The best running backs available are
Mark Ingram.
Who did he take? Mark Ingram.
He took him.
Makes sense. CJ Anderson's also available. I want to read an email about quarterbacks from Dave in Milford, Michigan. I know you preach waiting on quarterbacks or nips, but in reviewing last year's scoring 6 points per passing touchdown, which is, by the way, what we're doing, the top quarterback had 85 more points than David Johnson and 100 more points than the number five finishing quarterback. That was Aaron Rodgers. He's talking about who had the most points. So anyway, what do you like? Basically, he's saying quarterbacks score so many points. Aaron Rodgers is so good. Tom Brady's so good. Why would
Don't
I wait
all?
On them? Why would I wait on quarterback when those guys are so good and better than every other player?
But don't they all score lots of points?
They do, but those two guys in particular, he thinks, are going to be a cut above.
Well, if you're going to compare it that way, though, because they are. He's right. They are going to score more points than the other running backs and wide receivers. But you can get Matthew Stafford, Andy Dalton, Phillip Rivers in the 12th, 13th round. Compare how many points they're going to score to how many points the running backs and wide receivers taken in round 12 or 13 are going to score, and the difference is even bigger.
I do think that a good strategy with quarterback is if you don't like a running back, wide receiver, or a tight end, you just don't feel comfortable with your pick. You feel like it's a reach, that's a good time to be going quarterback. You know, play it safe and take a safer position. Catch up on some picks here. You guys can give me your reactions. We didn't like Larry Fitzgerald at 40th overall. Mark Ingram, 41 overall. Do you like it?
It's fine.
Marshawn Lynch, 42 overall. Do you like it?
A little soon, but it's fine.
Nope.
I think it's too soon.
CJ Anderson, 43 overall. Do you like it?
Yep.
It's fine.
And then let's take a look at the next three picks. Jamison Crowder, Michael Crabtree, Devontae Adams, and now Stephon Diggs to Heath, 47th overall. We're about to finish round four. Crowder, Crabtree, Adams, and Diggs. Are they appropriate here?
Yep.
Yeah, there's no pick there that I don't like.
Who's your favorite of those four? Crowder, Crabtree, Adams, and Diggs.
Crabtree.
I would say the guy that I took, so Crabtree.
Okay. Well, you could have taken Crowder had he been available, but he wasn't. Dave, yep. Who's your favorite? Crowder, Crabtree, Adams, Diggs?
Adams is my favorite of that group.
Yeah, Adams, 46th overall. That's pretty nice. for a guy who was, I think, a top 10 wide receiver last year. Tyreek Hill, Julian Edelman, 48 and 49 to the Brady owner, the Brady, David Johnson, Lamar Miller owner. So he waited on wide receiver, and he got screwed by that little run there of Crowder, Crabtree, Adams, Diggs. So he takes Tyreek Hill and Julian Edelman. What do you think?
Allen Robinson and Sammy Watkins are there. I think if you're swinging for the fences, swing big.
Yeah, yeah. Ty Montgomery to Heath, second pick of round 5, 50th overall. He's back at practice. You feel all right there?
I think I'm the only one that does. So
no, this is a good spot for him. I'm perfectly fine with him here in PPR, in any PPR score.
Okay. Jordan Reed goes next, the third tight end off the board, 51st overall. Thoughts?
Yeah, it's the right spot for him.
It's a little bit of a slide. I think it's good value.
Let's take a look at Team Sex Burkhead that just took Reed, and I love the team name. Christian McCaffrey and Isaiah Crowell, Antonio Brown and Devontae Adams, and Jordan Reed. I think that's pretty strong.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
Yeah.
Let's take a look at Jamie's team, which is, what's the team name?
Nando's back.
This is Julio Jones, Carlos Hyde at running back, or Julio Jones and Demaryius Thomas at wide receiver, Carlos Hyde at running back, Michael Crabtree is your flex, Rob Gronkowski is your tight end. So through 5 rounds, you have only one running back, and it's Carlos Hyde. You're okay with that?
Absolutely.
Okay, so you want to expand or just...
Well, I mean, I took a guy who could be the number one wide receiver overall,
Julio.
Certainly a top 4 overall player in Julio Jones. Mm-hmm. If Gronk is Gronk, he will be a first-round pick that I got toward the back end of the second round. Crabtree and Demaryius have certainly proven themselves as established and safe wide receivers in any PPR scoring. And Carlos Hyde's a gamble, but you're gambling in round 5 when you're looking at your first running back.
The thing I like about Jamie's team is I feel like there's a good mixture of security and upside. Like Gronk and Hyde, you can't call them safe, but they both have enormous upside. Crabtree and Thomas, you're maybe not real excited about what they could do, but you feel really confident in what they're going to do.
Okay, I want to take a look at the team sliding into Adam's DMs in just a moment. Because Dave, who'd you just pick? Danny Woodhead?
I picked Danny Woodhead, and I immediately regret it.
Why?
Because there's a player I like better that I should have taken.
So this is the good spot for running backs. You know, you get Carlos Hyde in this round. We got Doug Martin went off the board. So Amir Abdullah is still there. Spencer Ware, Bilal Powell. I think Amir Abdullah is about to go. Allen Robinson just went 59th overall. That's
Sammy Watkins, 57.
Jamie, stop taking guys out of my queue.
It's not your queue.
Can you just please don't do that? It's really screwing me up. I took all right. Yeah, no, it's time here. It's time for Martavis Bryant.
Yeah, that's who I should have taken.
61st overall. Because the wide receivers, we had a run on wide. All right, this is an important part of the draft. I took Amir Abdullah, and I'm taking Martavis Bryant. And Allen Robinson, 59th overall. Like, you have to take him there. But what we saw in the third round, late third round, people didn't like the running backs. That was so, like, some of the rookies were gone. Crowell came off the board. But then you had the wide receiver run. You had Hopkins. You had Crabtree all the way through round 4. Like, a lot of wide receivers came off the board. Then wide receiver thinned out. So now people are starting to take running backs. And it's a good group that's still left. Recent running backs who have been taken. Danny Woodhead in half PPR. Carlos Hyde before that. Doug Martin. I just took Amir Abdullah. You still have Bilal Powell on the board. You still have Rob Kelly. All right. It's starting to maybe seem a little thin. You have Gillis Lee, whose stock is on the down.
Spencer Ware,
he's there. But the wide receivers thinned out a little bit, so maybe now you go tight end. We just saw Greg Olsen come off the board. Dave, you took Bilal Powell?
I did.
All right, so how many running backs do you have?
I am up to 3.
Okay.
But I would have liked it better. Maybe Woodhead could have made it back to me. I would have liked it better if I had Martavis and Woodhead rather than Powell and Woodhead. Made a mistake there. It's a mock. That's okay.
The reason I wanted to look at sliding into Adam's DMs is this is the closest we have to a zero RB team. Aaron Rodgers, Odell Beckham, Doug Baldwin, and Jamison Crowder. And he had the sixth pick or something like that. It was the fifth. Rodgers, Beckham, Baldwin, Crowder, and his number one running back is Doug Martin, who's suspended for 3 games.
Well, it's not any different than what I did, just switching Rodgers and Gronk.
But you have Carlos Hyde. You don't have a guy who's suspended for 3 games.
No, but we both took running backs in the same round. So
okay,
it's the same.
Round five?
Yep.
Yeah. All right. Well, we'll see how that team turns out. They're in the hole right now. And Zach Ertz. All right, look at this little tight end run we have here in round six. After I took Martavis Bryant, it was Greg Olsen. Dave took Bilal Powell. Team Blue Apron took Jimmy Graham. Free Heath's Nips took Zach Ertz. What do you think about Ertz in half PPR in round six, 65th overall?
In full PPR, I'm perfectly fine with it. And he was my next tight end up, so I don't dislike it at all.
Even if he's your next tight end up, though, does round six feel early for Zach Ertz? He's never given us round six production, even in PPR.
It's early, but again, if that's the guy you want, then go get him.
Here's Matt Ryan off the board. Still have Mariota and Wilson and Winston and Cousins. Not that I think what five quarterbacks have been taken?
He would be the fifth, yes.
Rodgers, Brady, Breeze, Ryan. Oh, only four have been taken.
Wow.
Okay. All right, good. Good, everybody. Good for you. All right, here's sliding into Adam's DMs. This is the zero-ish RB team that has Doug Martin, three receivers, and Aaron Rodgers. He is on the clock. If he wants a running back right now, he could take Frank Gore. He could take Tevin Coleman. He could take Mike Gillisley. Do you think Mike Gillisley is in play now that he's back at practice as we're into the 68th pick?
Yes.
He took Frank Gore. Man, I think he's going to get off to a terrible start because if Andrew Luck is out for a few games, this guy has Gore and Doug Martin. Like, I can't pair those two as my one and two running backs. I don't think Gore can be good without Andrew Luck. It happened one game last year and he was terrible. I think he's a total product of being in a good offense in Andrew Luck. You guys agree, disagree?
And Ryan Kelly.
And Dirk Center Ryan Kelly, yeah. Ooh, running back is not looking great right now.
No, that was a big run on running backs, and there's no way I can take one now.
Gore, then Jamie took Tevin Coleman. So your two starting running backs are Hyde and Tevin Coleman. Heath is on the clock after Rob Kelly went off the board. You could take Terrence West here. That's not a bad pick. 71st.
That's a bad pick.
Oh, I'm sorry. I'm thinking of.
I'm going to take the guy that everybody hates to take, and I'm perfectly fine with it at the end of the sixth round.
In any PPR, PPR scoring, he's fine at this point.
Wait, are the Chiefs running backs gone?
Spencer Ware went 67th overall.
Oh, okay, that's what I was looking for.
Two picks before me.
Ah, that's the one I missed. Okay, so Spencer
Ware was the one I was hoping for. Coleman was the one I was going to settle for. After that, I was going to get nervous.
Let's take Gillisley, okay? He's got 2 weeks to get into shape and be their running back for week one. They unfortunately have the Thursday night game. Some other picks after Rob Kelly, Heath took Emmanuel Sanders.
I mean,
and then
Heath
Brandon
picks
Marshall.
Before me, but if Heath passes on either West or Gillisley, I'll take whoever's still there.
And you know that I'm going to take Paul Perkins before I take either one of those guys. So
yes, so you're playing to lose.
Oh wow, Perkins over Gillisley, huh? Why would you take Perkins over Gillisley?
Gillisley is, I don't even know how many touches he's going to get at this point. The only thing we have to go on about Gillisley taking over that role is our presumption that Gillisley was going to take over that role.
That is true.
Well, why would they bring him there?
Why would they bring Rex Burkhead there?
Fifth round pick. Look, I think you can make the case for both of those guys.
Right.
And I hate the idea of getting both because there is undoubtedly going to be some weeks where it's James White who ends up doing well. 2 years ago, a Patriots running back had double digits in fantasy points 13 times in 16 weeks. Last year, it happened 12 times in 16 weeks. Last year, all 12 went to LeGarrette Blount. 2 years ago, nobody had more than five. So there's definitely risk there, but if you find that guy who's the next Blount, I think you have a chance. And I think Gillisley and Burkett are the two guys.
It's going to be messy. There's no way about it. It's going to be messy. But it's the same thing with Gillisley that I thought prior to the season, before this injury and before Burkhead. You're hoping for him to score in the neighborhood of 8 touchdowns. He's the most realistic one of the running backs that they have to lead them in touchdowns if healthy. He's coming off a season where he already scored 8 rushing touchdowns, 9 total touchdowns. And so do I expect 290 carries like they've had in the last 6 years from two of their guys? No way. Can he be in that 180 range, which they've had 3+ times in that same span? Yes, I think that could be a realistic goal for him to get to.
And by the way, it's round 7. So I don't know what type of running back you're expecting to get in round 7 of the fantasy draft, but one who's got the type of potential to do 75% of what LeGarrette Blount did last year, I'll take the chance on that.
I would say it's probably closer to 60%, and that's still fine.
See, sliding into Adam's DMs, the team that has Doug Martin and Frank Gore, I think Darren McFadden would have been good for that team. He took Terrence West.
Yep, he's playing with fire now.
So McFadden and Perkins look like the – and maybe Rawls. But McFadden and Perkins look like the only two players that are still left that are – oh, I guess you could say LeGarrette Blount – that are, like, going to be the starters in all – like, Jeremy Hill, too. Forgot about him. All right, there are still some guys.
But Jamal Williams is still there, too, and Thomas Rawls.
Most of the running backs we're hoping are going to be starters, but are very likely going to begin the season as backups, most of the remaining ones.
Rodgers. Jacquizz Rodgers.
Yep, you're right. Okay, so let me take a look at round seven, guys, and recap round seven real quick. And I want you guys to just sort of give grades on some of these picks. And this is, again, 12 teams, half PPR. And it is two running backs, two receivers, two running backs, two receivers, tight end, flex, kicker, defense, one quarterback. So round seven began with Martellus Bennett. Good or bad?
Early.
Heath took Russell Wilson, fifth quarterback off the board.
Great.
All right, fine, right? It's fine. DeSean Jackson. It kind of by himself, like a bit of a wide receiver island at this point. DeSean Jackson, 75th overall.
In a standard league, he would have been my next receiver up. In PPR, I would have taken Garcon over him.
Dave, Jamie, if you guys want to weigh in, Mike Gillisley, 76th overall to Jamie.
Yeah, after just seeing, I made the decision to take Gillisley over West after seeing there's a report from the Baltimore Sun that Danny Woodhead's still dealing with his hamstring injury. I should have taken West.
I should have taken Martavis. Can we start over?
No. Kyle Rudolph. Terrence West was the next pick. And then
I have West and Gillisley back-to-back. I should have taken West over Gillisley.
Kyle Rudolph, 78th overall. That's probably like seven tight ends in.
Good pick.
Paul Perkins off the board.
Free Heath Snips is a man after my own heart.
Or after something near your heart. Two somethings.
Your Nips, yeah.
It's fine for him here.
Right. Look, there's still reasons to like Perkins and reasons not to like him. 80th overall. Devontae Parker. Did I forget Jeremy Maclin? Jeremy Maclin, sorry, 79th. Jeremy Maclin went before Perkins and Parker.
I think he's going to be very underrated this year.
Maclin?
And outperform his draft value. This is a good spot for him.
How about, who do you like better, Maclin or Parker, guys? Half PPR.
Parker.
I like Kareem Hunt to Dave. And then Darren McFadden. How come, Dave, you took Kareem Hunt over Darren McFadden?
Because at some point this year, Darren McFadden is going to turn into a pumpkin, and Kareem Hunt has nowhere to go but up.
Okay, so this is more of a looking like toward mid-season type of.
I think that's kind of a semi-worst-case scenario.
Worst case scenario is he's never a starting running back.
Worst case scenario is Spencer Ware becomes David Johnson.
He's just Spencer Ware and Kareem Hunt, Sharkandrick West.
All right, here we go.
I think Spencer Ware too much for what he did last year.
He's not that good.
I got to tell you guys, I have really drafted a tremendous team. So we're going to resume the draft now with my 7th and 8th picks, last pick of round 12, and one of them has to be an easy one for me. As the DeMarco Murray owner, if you're picking 85th overall and Derrick Henry's still there, I feel like it's a no-brainer. You have to take him. So that gives me what?
That's a hell of a turn you just made.
Oh, yeah. No, I didn't mean to take Mariota. I did not want to take
Mariota. That was the best pick you've made yet.
No, we're backing out picks.
Come on.
I might take Mariota.
All right, then back it up. I want to take Terrence West over Mike Gillisley.
No.
I want to take Martavis Bryant over Danny Woodhead.
Okay, here we go. We're going to resume. I'm going to take Derrick Henry. We're going to talk this out. We're going to go through the draft process here. So
Hashtag commish show.
So I've got DeMarco Murray and Joe Mixon, Jordy Nelson and Golden Tate, Martavis Bryant, who I probably would flex over Amir Abdullah, since Abdullah has a tough early schedule, and I have Derrick Henry. So I could take a quarterback here. I could take, I don't love the wide receivers. Garcon, Corey Davis. Jamie?
I didn't take it, dude.
Yes,
I don't have commissioner access. There's somebody else in this room that probably does, though.
Well, fine. I'll just keep Mariota. Fine. I think it's too early for Mariota, only because there are so many quarterbacks still on the board. I'm sure I can get someone pretty damn good two rounds from now, but I'll take Mariota. Why not? All right, next pick is Tyrell Williams. And now, Dave, you're on the clock. Can we take a look at Dave's team? He has LeSean McCoy, Danny Woodhead, Bilal Powell, and Kareem Hunt. Should be able to get two receivers out of that. Dez Bryant and Brandon Cooks, and he has Travis Kelce. So what are you thinking here? Third wide receiver?
Yeah, I'm going to go the safe route with Pierre Garçon.
Okay.
Hope he racks up those catches, which, I mean, he should.
Your rankings, you also have in this range, Cameron Meredith, Eric Decker, Randall Cobb, Corey Davis. Is it me or these are uninspiring wide receivers in round 8?
I don't know if uninspiring is the word. They're not flashy.
Meredith could be a 1,000-yard guy.
So could Garçon.
Yeah.
Well, what we're seeing, I think, is a draft where only 5 quarterbacks have gone, or something like that, maybe 6. And we're at the 90th overall pick. So, yeah, wide receiver, running back, they're a little thin. We still have at tight end, we still have, who do we have at tight end, guys? We have Eifert. Henry, Delaney Walker, Jack Doyle, Eric Ebron. The last few picks after Dave's selection, after Dave took Garçon, Jacquizz Rodgers went. Thomas Rawls went. Kenny Britt, 90th overall. Definitely the earliest I've seen Kenny Britt, guys.
Yeah, it is in any of our drafts. There are several other people throughout the industry that think Britt's a value in the 7th round. So
why?
Well, I just feel like you're drafting him at his ceiling if you take him in round 7 or round 8. I'm not saying you're saying that either.
Right. He was a 1,000-yard receiver last year. There's a ton of targets available in Cleveland. They're going to be behind and throwing all the time, I think, is the argument for him.
All right.
His quarterback situation, in their mind, can't be worse than it was last year. I think it probably is.
I think his wide receiver situation is worse, just having to compete for targets with Corey Coleman, with David Njoku potentially, but Britt... No, you know, he's the number one guy on Cleveland. Jameis Winston's the next pick, and then love Tyler Eifert, 92 overall. That's pretty sexy, right?
It's a good value.
Yep.
Yeah, I was going to take him. I'm disappointed.
Jamie, you want to talk out your pick right now?
Yeah, I'm probably just going to take the other piece of this Patriots backfield while it's available to me and Rex Burkhead. I don't love taking him this early, but I also don't want to make sure I lose him.
Okay. So let's preview the first overall the number one team, Mike Grow Machines, and he's got a pick in just in like 3 picks. He's in the hole. He has Brady. I don't like his team that much, to be honest with you. Brady, David Johnson, that's terrific. Lamar Miller. Wide receivers are Tyreek Hill and Julian Edelman and Brandon Marshall and Martellus Bennett. So
I think he should have taken a receiver when he took Lamar Miller, right, and he should have taken a running back where he took Brandon Marshall.
And he just took Corey Davis. So his receivers,
well, that's a good pick.
Half PPR, Tyreek Hill, Edelman, Brandon Marshall, and Corey Davis. He has Martellus Bennett at tight end, and he just took Eddie Lacy. So now he has Brady.
That's a terrible pick.
David Johnson, Lamar Miller. I mean, is Lacy terrible at 97 overall?
I would want to wait another couple rounds.
Yep.
Is Rawls still on the board?
No.
Okay. All right, let me catch everybody up on round 8. Round 8, I started round 8 with Mariota. Tyrell, who has commissioner access, by the way, and gave me Mariota?
Not me.
Jamie, you're such a liar.
I didn't do it. I don't have commissioner access.
Are you sure?
Yeah, I know who does.
You do know who does?
Of course.
But then it's one of the listeners has commissioner access. That's weird. Mariota, no. Tyrell Williams, Pierre Garçon, Jacquizz Rodgers, Thomas Rawls, Kenny Britt, Jameis Winston, Tyler Eifert, Rex Burkhead, Cameron Meredith, Duke Johnson, and Corey Davis. Our next 4 picks, Eddie Lacy. Heath, you took Jamal Williams. Let's talk about your team in a second. Then Jonathan Stewart and Adrian Peterson. A lot of running backs off the board here, but they're not great. Duke Johnson, Eddie Lacy, Jamal Williams, Jonathan Stewart, Adrian Peterson, Darren Sproles. How do you feel about Sproles, 101st overall?
Feels too soon.
I'd rather have him than Peterson. I'd rather have him than Stewart in this format.
Would you rather have him than LeGarrette Blount? Half PPR.
Yes.
Yep.
All right.
Nah.
What is Sproles going to give you? He's
top 25 performance in PPR leagues. That's pretty much what he always gives you.
Or half PPR.
Right, but he's not being taken as a top 25 running back.
You're not going to feel comfortable starting him. He's a waste to me unless he scores touchdowns.
I'll agree that he's got potential to have one last hurrah.
But he's never. He doesn't have a Roz.
I think he could do better than what he had last year. What he had 865 or so total yards, under 900 total yards, just a handful of touchdowns,
50 plus catches for the sixth year out of seven.
Sure, that's valuable, but that's 25 points in this league.
That's a bye week replacement, which I guess you're drafting right now.
Right.
There are some other running backs. There are a lot of other running backs I'd rather have.
Like who?
Than Sproles?
Yeah.
I'd rather have Riddick. I'll take Blunt. I'm not giving up on Perine. There's plenty of receivers. How about James White?
You said there's plenty of other running backs.
Alvin Kamara, Jonathan Williams.
Yeah, I would guess.
I'll take Marshawn's handcuff over Darren Sproles.
Darren Sproles, I would guess, will outscore 90% of those running backs.
After what they're saying, I agree with Heath. After what they're saying in Philly, maybe Blunt gets cut. Maybe Smallwood gets cut. Maybe Darren Sproles is going to lead them in touches.
Maybe. All right, look, it's a good point. They're certainly in flux there. Some of the picks after Sproles: Mike Wallace, Jeremy Hill, Eric Decker, Ben Roethlisberger. By the way, kudos to these drafters for going so fast, being so prepared. Dave, you're on the clock. Who are you thinking?
I want to see if the owner in Team 12 has a quarterback already, but I'm going to run out of time before I.
I do have a quarterback. I do. I have Mariota.
Okay, so then I can wait on Kirk Cousins, but I'm going to run out of time. I'm going to take a second tight end just to mess with everybody in this league.
All right.
That's how you really win leagues, is just to make picks to hurt other people.
He was running out of time. That was a tough pick. I get it.
Yeah, that was not a typical
Dave. Dave took Hunter Henry, Randall Cobb.
I like Hunter Henry, and I think he's a good value at 100.
All right, whoever's picking for me needs to stop right now. So actually, you know, it might be someone who Jamie, honestly, are you picking for me?
No.
I'm looking right at his hand.
Okay.
His hand was nowhere close to the computer.
He's rubbing his chest while he leans back in his chair. It's kind of weird, but no, Jamie's not touching his laptop.
Okay, so I have to figure out. I have a feeling the person I was drafting for may have joined the league and is making picks.
Makes sense.
So that may have happened, in which case I will allow that to happen. He took Jack Doyle. I think a good pick for Team 12, which I had been picking, would have been Theo Riddick, because this team has Ameer Abdullah. This is a half PPR league. But I'm not sure what's going on. So I'm going to resume it. I'm just going to let whoever's picking for Team 12 continue to pick for Team 12. And this guy took Jack Doyle as his number one tight end. And who was the other pick that Corey Coleman. I think I would personally take John Brown, but I will let Corey Coleman be the pick here. Would you guys take Corey Coleman or John Brown?
Coleman.
Coleman.
All right.
Give me Brown.
What? Really?
Yeah.
Why?
Because we don't know what the situation is. Is he definitely going to be out? Is Coleman really that good? Is he going to get that chance?
Theo Riddick just went off the board with pick 110.
There's honestly, much more upside right now with Corey Coleman.
I think there's more upside with Cooper Kupp.
There is more upside with Cooper Kupp. I would agree with you on that.
Well, I'll make a case for more upside for Brown. We've seen him be a top 24 wide receiver just 2 years ago. And I do think if he's healthy, he could be the best wide receiver on the Cardinals. There's no doubt in my mind that he could
be. There's no doubt in your
that
mind?
That he could be if he's healthy. Like, he's not a worse player.
That same season, he wasn't the best receiver on the
I Cardinals. Know, but it's 2 years later. Larry Fitzgerald has lost a step. I'm just saying, John Brown could
be. I don't know if Larry
be.
Fitzgerald lost a step.
He absolutely has. Richard Sherman said it himself. So he absolutely has lost a step. He's aging, and we know that. I think John Brown could be the best wide receiver on the team if he's healthy.
And you could do
That's a big if strategy.
Well, it's an if, but we're 110 picks in.
But why would you not take a chance on a first-round wide receiver from a year ago?
Because I think that the Cardinals will probably throw for 1,000 more yards than the Titans.
But the Titans aren't in the conversation.
Oh, that was Corey Coleman, not Corey Davis. I think they'll throw for 1,000 more yards than the Browns.
So you would take John Brown over Corey Davis?
Maybe. It depends how many wide receivers I have, but I would definitely take him over Corey Coleman.
This is a fine place for Coleman or Brown, but I'd rather have Coleman.
Me too.
All right. Some more. Ooh, Andrew Luck off the board. All right. After the Corey Coleman pick, it was Theo Riddick, Kirk Cousins to Dave, Zay Jones, Derek Carr, Cooper Kupp, 114th overall, Andrew Luck, Robbie Anderson. Interesting.
Good pick.
Over Dante Moncrief, over John Brown. Yeah, you guys like that?
I do.
I'd rather have Moncrief, but Anderson's fine here.
And Jamie did take Moncrief, and now Cam Newton's off the board. Who's a better pick at this point, Andrew Luck or Cam Newton?
I'll say Luck.
Luck still.
I'll stay Cam. I'm moving Luck behind Cam today.
And yeah, that would put him it's where? Not looking good for Luck right now.
That would put Luck where in your rankings?
8, which I think may be still ahead of where Jamie has him. You have 9?
I have 9.
Yeah.
Okay. So, again, quarterbacks going in round 10. Andrew Luck, Derek Carr, Kirk Cousins, Andrew Luck, Cam Newton. I don't know that people are going to see that in their drafts. These listeners are obviously waiting on quarterback. Eric Ebron goes. Half PPR, would you have taken Ebron or Jack Doyle?
Still Ebron. The only thing I don't like about taking Ebron, I'm still taking him in kind of the same place. It's just that I know that my last pick that's not a defense or a kicker is going to be another tight end just in case for week one.
Okay. So sorry to pause here. Just trying to catch up. Finishing up round 10, we had Adam Thielen and Jordan Matthews. And I don't know, I'm seeing John Brown on the board. And I'm seeing a lot. Sterling Shepard goes to Heath. I'm seeing a lot of receivers. I don't know that I wouldn't take Adam Thielen over John Brown. I don't know that I'd take Jordan Matthews, I guess, half PPR. John Brown's not good in any PPR format. Marvin Jones. A lot of receivers here. Who's got the most upside of this group? Thielen, Jordan Matthews, Sterling Shepard, Marvin Jones. They all just went.
Jordan Matthews.
Thielen.
Upside, Marvin Jones.
No, 3 different answers. Jamie, you just took your first quarterback there?
Yes.
It was Philip Rivers. Do you plan on taking a second quarterback?
Maybe. See what's available to me when it comes back.
Okay. Now, the case I keep making against Rivers is his schedule. At Denver week 1, then Miami, Kansas City week 2, then Philadelphia, at the Giants week 5, or Kansas City week 3. At the Giants week 5, then Oakland, then Denver, then at New England. I think there are 3 games in this first 9, because he has a bye, where you're definitely starting Phillip Rivers. That would be Miami, Philadelphia, and at Oakland. And the other ones are pretty darn questionable. 2 against the Broncos, probably not.
So are we valuing all their receivers too high then?
It's possible. It's actually a pretty good point. I never really thought about that. First 9 weeks of the season, Keenan Allen has the Broncos twice and the Giants once. And the Chiefs once. I don't know how. The Chiefs may be all right for him, but that's actually a pretty good point. I haven't thought about that. What do you think?
I'm not afraid of Rivers with his schedule at all, because he's, you know, such a good quarterback. And I think getting Denver early with the loss of DeMarcus Ware, with Shane Ray not going to be ready for week 1, their pass rush not going to be the same. Derek Wolfe, I believe, is still dealing with an ankle injury. So I think that's a big thing for Denver's defense. He's had success against the Chiefs before. He's one of the rare quarterbacks that's actually had success with his tight ends against the Chiefs in last year's season finale. So I don't think it's going to be that detrimental to him.
Okay. So round 11 is Jordan Matthews, Sterling Shepard. Should the Odell Beckham owner have taken Sterling Shepard around earlier just to get him? Is it worth it?
No.
It's not a bad situation, just because if both he and Marshall are out.
Yeah.
I mean, based on how you draft.
That's a difficult procedure on Marshall, trying to extend the alligator arms.
Oh, please. Is Brandon Marshall going to be the guy that you just Twitter hate all year? It was a funny tweet. I'll give you that.
Thank you.
You did put a picture of an alligator up. Jordan Matthews, Sterling Shepard, Marvin Jones, Phillip Rivers, Marlon Mack, Dak Prescott, Delanie Walker, John Brown, James White. And now Dave is on the clock, and he takes Jonathan Williams. Are there any exciting running backs left, or is it like
there's a few?
Blunt's
there's
still there.
Matt Forte's still there. What are you talking about?
It's all guys who are dependent on something, obviously. But we're 130 picks in, so Jonathan Williams was the pick.
Yeah, I had LeSean McCoy in round 1,
and the Broncos DST at 131 overall, followed by Alvin Kamara and Deontay Foreman. All right, Broncos DST, end of round 11. This is a 15-round draft, by the way. What do you think?
It's fine.
Yeah. Can you guys just tell me who are some of the best non-quarterbacks that are still left in your mind?
LeGarrette Blount, Samaje Perine.
Yeah, those are the top 2 in my rankings.
Galladay.
How about DeAndre Washington?
Rashard Matthews, J.J. Nelson, Josh Doctson.
Okay.
DeAndre Washington, yep, sure.
All right, then. Let's go back to the draft. Actually, now's a good time, I think, 11 rounds in, so wrapping up, just taking backups. Let's look at your teams. Start with Heath, had the second overall pick. Russell Wilson at quarterback. Le'Veon Bell, Ty Montgomery. Jamal Williams?
Yep.
All right, good. You got the Packers. Duke Johnson at running back. Le'Veon Bell, the two Packers guys, and Duke at running back. T.Y. Hilton and Keenan Allen. Eric Ebron at tight end. We got Stephon Diggs, Sterling Shepard, and Emmanuel Sanders at flex. How do you like it?
I love it. I don't like where I took Jamal Williams, and I don't know that I'm really torn on that whole situation, because the only thing that scares me right now about Montgomery is his health. But I'm also not 100% sure if he's hurt that Williams is going to have a complete grip on that job. I think he might have to share it with Aaron Jones. And so I don't love that. I don't love my running back depth. If Matt Forte were to make it back to me, I would take him, but he didn't. So that's my only concern, really. My wide receivers, I love. Russell Wilson's my number four quarterback. And, yeah.
Mm-hmm. Okay, you have Bell, Ty Montgomery, Jamal Williams, and Duke Johnson. Let me ask you one follow-up question. T.Y. Hilton and Keenan Allen are your two starting wide receivers. Hilton likely without Andrew Luck in week one. Keenan Allen.
I don't know if I'd say that's likely yet.
It's looking likely.
It's possible. Certainly.
Very possible without Andrew Luck in week one. Keenan Allen, Denver in week one. Are you afraid of pairing those two?
No, not at all. That's okay. 1 week.
Okay.
And Le'Veon Bell is going to score 500 points anyway, so it'd be fine.
All right, Jamie's team is Phillip Rivers. He had the fourth pick. 12 teams half PPR. Fourth pick was not overall, but Phillip Rivers. Yeah, okay, I'm confusing everybody. He had the fourth pick. He took Phillip Rivers in round 10 or 11. His running backs are Carlos Hyde, who was his fifth-round pick, his first running back, Tevin Coleman, Mike Gillisley, Rex Burkhead, and Adrian Peterson. Hyde, Coleman, Gillisley, Burkhead, and Peterson, Julio Jones, Demaryius Thomas, Michael Crabtree at flex, Moncrief is a backup, and Rob Gronkowski. So Jamie's starting lineup would be Rivers, Julio and Demaryius, Crabtree at flex, Gronkowski at tight end, and then kind of fill in the blanks with the running backs. Carlos Hyde, Mike Gillisley, Tevin Coleman, Adrian Peterson, Rex Burkhead. You like your team?
Yeah, especially in half-point PPR or PPR, sure.
Okay. You feel good with the running backs, Hyde, Coleman, Gillisley, Burkhead, Peterson?
Yeah, I'm only going to play two of them most weeks. I think one of the Patriots guys will be serviceable for several weeks of the season. Like I said, I'm not approaching it as 16 games with those guys. I'm approaching it as using them in pockets of the season. I think the same thing with Peterson. We'll have a few hopefully good weeks. And then Hyde and Coleman are going to be around top 20 running backs. That's where they're being drafted. I think that's what their potential is. And the strength of my team is my three receivers and tight end. So absolutely, I'm fine with it.
Jamie, now that you've done that, and you've got Gillisley and Burkhead, you've let it marinate a little bit in your mind. Do you like it? Or are you worried that could be some weeks where you start the wrong guy, you have problems with the Patriots running back? There are so many people who are freaking out about getting the wrong Patriots running back.
I think if you approach it this way, where you're drafting them not to start them, because I don't need to start them. You know, as we get closer to week one, if this was my team, as long as Carlos Hyde and Tevin Coleman are healthy, those would be my two starters. Because I don't need to start one as a flex when I have Julio, Demaryius, and Crabtree. And so it'd be a different scenario if Gillisley was still hurt and Rex Burkhead was starting preseason week three. Whatever he does preseason week four, Gillisley's ruled out for week one. Mm-hmm. Then maybe I put Burkhead ahead of Coleman or Hyde. So it's not the most stable running back core, but that's what you have to deal with when you start with your first four or five picks without taking your running back. And that's what I did. You know, so I came out with three top 20 wide receivers, you know, maybe top 15 based on how they've finished, arguably the best tight end, maybe in NFL history. And so it's a group, and you just have to deal with the group. And I wouldn't discount, you know, Peterson having some good moments either.
Okay. And before I tell you about Dave's team, I want to tell you about SeatGeek. Because if you want to save $20 next time you go to a game or a concert, and who doesn't, use SeatGeek. Go to your app store. Type in SeatGeek, download it, or go to the website, SeatGeek.com. But I've got the app on my phone, and I love it. And if you use the promo code FFT, you're going to get $20 off your first purchase, and you don't have to waste time and money on tickets anymore. SeatGeek's going to save you the time by searching multiple ticket sites for seats, and then SeatGeek's going to save you the money by giving every seat a grade based on value. So we have graded the trade. SeatGeek has graded the ticket value. When you look for an event on SeatGeek, it's so easy to find the best bargains and know which seats you should purchase. I've already bought Yankees tickets, Giants tickets, Hurricanes tickets, Third Eye Blind tickets, rock on, all on SeatGeek. It's always where I go to look for good seats and good bargains. And yes, I love Third Eye Blind. I'm not ashamed of it. And our listeners get $20 off their first SeatGeek purchase. Download the SeatGeek app and enter the promo code FFT. That's promo code FFT for $20 off your first SeatGeek purchase. Love it. All right, Dave, your team, Kirk Cousins at quarterback. You were the 10th overall pick. Kirk Cousins at quarterback, LeSean McCoy, Danny Woodhead, Kareem Hunt, LeGarrette Blount. Oh, Bilal Powell. I forgot about him. All right, let me start over then. Kirk Cousins, LeSean McCoy, Danny Woodhead, Bilal Powell, Kareem Hunt, LeGarrette Blount, and Jonathan Williams. So you really loaded up on running backs. You have Dez Bryant and Brandon Cooks. You have Pierre Garçon. And you have Travis Kelce and Hunter Henry. I like your team. It's interesting that you only have three wide receivers on your team. Cooks,
well, the
Bryant,
draft's not over. And I know I can find wide receivers later on. But I'll tell you what. I think my team is a perfect example of recognizing that you've got at least one hole in your lineup when you take a tight end early, which is what happened to me here.
And what's your hole?
I would say my RB2 is a hole, and I don't know if I love Garçon as my flex.
Yeah, but so who's your RB2 in your opinion?
Woodhead.
I think Powell's your flex. I think Powell is a perfectly good RB2 or flex in half PPR. You don't?
I think he could be, but I don't feel confident in it.
Anybody feel confident in Powell as an RB2 in half PPR?
Yes.
Yeah. I
wish it could have been better. And look, I know that when I drafted Kelce, I did it because I wanted to get Brandon Cooks later. And if I didn't take Kelce, I probably would have taken Brandon Cooks there. Kelce would have been gone. I probably would have taken some running back that was left in round four.
Okay. Let's take, I like the team though, man. And that's probably because I'm excited about Powell. I just have no faith in Matt Forte. Dave took Ted Ginn in round 13. Round 14, he takes the Vikings DST. And I'll just give you some other picks that went recently. Joe Williams, 152nd overall. Chris Carson went 156th overall. Who's a better pick, Joe Williams in San Francisco or Chris Carson in Seattle?
If pro size is hurt, Chris Carson.
I am going to have to agree.
How about Deion Lewis at 146? Overall, would you rather have Deion Lewis?
It's going to be really interesting if they keep five tailbacks with Brandon Bolden.
Yeah. Yeah, I'm just playing the Powerball 700 million. I'm playing the Patriots running back Powerball with my 13th round pick.
Let me read this email from Brian to finish the show. On a scale of 1 to 10, 10 being extremely important, how important is it to take Jonathan Stewart if you take McCaffrey?
Not important at all. Zero.
Zero? Okay. Not important.
It's not
all.
Bad if you do it.
No.
But it's not a priority.
Gotcha. All right, that's it for today's show. What an awesome draft, man. Going to get through 15 rounds in an hour. Great job by the listeners. I want to thank everybody for participating and giving us this content. It's really helpful and really valuable. Tomorrow, we've got Max Scherzer. We actually did the interview yesterday, Heath and I did. He's a big fantasy football fan. So we're going to air that at the end of tomorrow's show. But before you draft this weekend, if you're drafting this weekend, you want to hear about some sleepers and some busts. So we'll talk about that on the next two shows. And we will also discuss the auction that occurred on Monday or Tuesday, whenever it was, and how Dave, Jamie, and Heath did and what they did and what you should do in your auctions. Thank you very much for listening, everybody. This is Fantasy Football Today. We'll be back on Thursday.
Bye. It's all right. I've got Le'Veon. It's all right.